This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rodney Subramanian.
The Denver Gazette debuted online in mid-September. The Gazette is a paper that's covered Colorado Springs for 150 years. Now it is expanding into the Denver market, but it's going to be online. And the paper says it will deliver an online edition at 5 a.m. each day to subscribers. It promises to have at least 56 pages daily and 68 on Sundays. Will, you're our newspaper guy on the panel. What do you think about this?
I'm very intrigued by a couple of reasons. For one, someone's making this kind of an investment in online, which I think for newspapers needs to be and has been a direction that we need to go to and to reach more people. For another, from what knowledge I have about that market, the Denver area, you know, the Rocky Mountain News had declined, and the Denver Post as well has been struggling. They have been under the ownership of a hedge fund operator. And so I think because of that, there's this opportunity for the Gazette to step forward and to really try to make an impact and to try to reach a lot of people and provide the level of news that I don't think has been provided there for some time since the decline of the other aforementioned papers that were very strong papers, by the way, very reputable papers, the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News. And so I think this just presented an opportunity and some people with some ingenuity and some know-how and some effort to really try to coordinate something that could make a difference. I don't think communities should be just resting on besides the you know depleted newspaper sources, but just on radio or TV alone. I think you need that in-depth reporting. And how I read into this this article that we came across and looking at this new development, I think this speaks to the fact that people do need that long-term or that long-standing traditional reporting and the in-depth reporting that newspapers have traditionally brought. Sure, there's a place for the reporting and the place and time for video and audio and things that the elements that radio and TV bring. But I think what's been missing in the Denver market for some time and how I read into it is the fact that they have not had, they've had depleted resources for that that in-depth long-form journalism. And I think what this development speaks to is the fact that these people are thirsting for it in a major metropolitan area like the greater Denver area. And I'm encouraged by that. I wish them every success. I know we've talked about other ventures like this before. I think it's extraordinary that it's happening in a large market like, the greater Denver, Colorado area. And I'm just encouraged. I hope it could be maybe a model of things that we might see repeated here. Of course, we got to see some success first. It has to be a solvent and strong business. But I'm hopeful. And, we're seeing, news deserts turn up in smaller communities. And I think Denver's been one where it's been a larger one. And I'm just very anxious to see what happens there, and I'm very optimistic, and I'll be following this for sure, given my interest in this industry, and if it can succeed, I hope it does.
Running a traditional newspaper has become an expensive business these days, because instead, prices are going up constantly. I think back in those days, it was considered profitable. I'm talking about 30, 40 years back. But right now, we're having lots of decline in terms of advertising, and running a press is a very expensive affair. And this is something that moving online to digital only or online is something that's inevitable for many newspapers across the world. So this is not just something that pertains to the United States. And also, we have to look at all the other things as, yes, you're moving online, but what about the readership? Is it going to be translated to the online platform? Necessarily not. Because imagine, if you're talking about readers who are completely isolated, who are living far away from the city, who are not well off, who are not, rich, and how are they going to access the digital-only platform? So this is something that it's going to take a beating, because what newspaper means is it's going to give vital information to the community that needs the most. But when you're going to go completely virtual, this is definitely going to affect the audience, the newspaper readership, and mostly it'll affect the local democracy. This is my take on that. And again, this is something that's been happening across the world for the last 20, 30 years. And the beauty is, newspaper has managed to survive, adapt, and move on. And that's the beauty of newspaper. Imagine in the beginning of the 20th century, when the radio came, they thought, okay, that's the end of newspaper. Around 1950s, when television took over, they said, oh, that's the end of newspaper. By the 1980s, when computers and the internet was coming up, then they said, oh, man, print is dead. But the beauty is, newspaper has managed to adapt itself so efficiently to survive, at least be a player in the media ecosystem. And well, again, these are some of my concerns.
Well, the challenge has been to make money with an online publication. In the days of print, newspapers made a lot of money off of classifieds, and then people started turning to online sites for that type of thing. Do you anticipate online newspapers will have a classified section and perhaps try to regain some of that revenue?
I think they should at least make an attempt. I think what they have to first is establish their presence and their ability to be a reputable source. And again, it's hopeful and wishful thinking, because there's the Craigslist and Angie's List of the world that, of course, rated that purpose. And basically have taken that from newspapers. But, you know, there's still gradually, the statistics show that gradually online advertising is where advertising is and it's going to be. Print advertising is all but dead. I don't think that's too abrupt to say. I think if we're going to resume and try to make business and drive advertising, it has to be online and cater to someone. But I think first you have to have a reputable, well-designed, well-put-together website to do that. And, we see the much larger and the leading newspapers of record having already established that, the New York Timeses and so forth of the world. But I think at the same time, hopefully these other newspapers and other papers and communities where they don't have that level of reporting and oversight that they once did, hopefully can catch back up. And that, it really comes back to the consumer. The consumer has to want it. And I think what we're seeing and what's unfolded here in the last decade or so is that consumers are thirsting for news that they once had, and they don't have that before. And again, a lot of this is wishful thinking. And what I'm impressed with, or at least hopeful about, is this initiative to at least try. And to try to put something out there that has been diminished in a community like Denver that we've read about in recent years, where I said both those newspapers have taken and suffered extreme cutbacks, especially one that's no longer there. So given those aspects, I'm just very curious to see how this plays out. And this could be a good example, and maybe this could be the recipe or the design or the barometer for how maybe bringing back more long-form journalism, more long-term success for in-depth print journalism that's been unfortunately been depleted for a number of years. And again, I'm just very cautiously optimistic, but it's got to happen, and hopefully this could be a good experiment. Hopefully we'll see what happens here.
I think, there is a lot of ways for newspapers to survive, to make money. And newspapers are constantly experimenting in terms of revenue generation. They do something, they fail. But again, that's all the market is. We have to see there is always a demand for local news coverage. People always are expecting what is happening at the local level in terms of news coverage, especially with the pandemic going on. People really don't know what is happening and how to get the right information. Of course, social media serves as a good platform for like quick information and all that. But how credible is that? And that's how the local newspaper will come to play. And I'm having a very optimistic outlook about online-only newspaper, provided they have good leadership, provided they give consistently good quality, credible news and information. People will acknowledge that. Of course, people in the cities might know the value of this news, but people in the rural areas, but I don't think, it's their unwillingness to pay money for news and information. So again, these are some of the things that can change from one geographical area to another, but This is something that we'll have to wait and see, but I am very optimistic about how newspaper can thrive in only a digital virtual format, provided they have a good crew or a good team to understand the target audience, to understand the demand, to make sure that they give good quality information that the community needs the most.
We are going to wrap up our conversation for this week, and we're going to take next week off in observance of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Rajvi and Will, and happy Thanksgiving to our listeners, too. And our listeners can join us again in 2 weeks for more of Shop Talk.